Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In Boston, as state lawmakers prepare to discuss the safety of New England's nuclear plants at a hearing this week, it appears ratepayers could be in for some serious sticker shock in terms of the cost of storing the growing pile of spent nuclear fuel. A new report from the New England Center for Investigative Reporting and the Hearst, Connecticut Media Group found New England's nuclear plants generate 20 metric tons of nuclear waste a year. In the last three decades, electricity consumers shelled out nearly $1 billion to store nuclear waste and will likely pay a lot more. Here with us to talk about it is Shay Totten, one of the reporters who worked on the story. Shay, good morning and thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.
Give us some perspective. How much nuclear waste is sitting around in New England's nine nuclear plants now in storage?
Yeah, we have about 4,200 tons throughout the region, and they're sitting in a variety of ways. Some of them are in dry casks, which are external stainless steel-lined concrete casks that are fairly expensive to build. But much more of them are actually stored inside some of the boiling water reactors, like Pilgrim Yankee and Vermont Yankee, which are similar style reactors to the reactors we've seen melting down in Japan.
Stored in pools of water.
Correct. They're stored in pools of water. They're actually several stories above the ground. In these older type boiling water reactors, the spent fuel storage pools are actually inside the containment vessel of the reactor. And in most cases in this, one of the things that our investigation has looked at is the NRC's granting the ability of reactor owners to pack those spent fuel pools with spent fuel rods, in some cases five times the amount than they'd been originally licensed to hold.
So do these plants have any more capacity, since obviously they're generating power now and they're using nuclear fuel that will be used up at some point and will need to be stored?
In some ways, they're already past the capacity. They're sort of past the original license capacity, and the NRC has allowed them to essentially re-rack those rods to pack them in tighter, which certainly raises a lot of concerns from citizens groups as well as some outside watchdogs that in the event of an emergency, there's going to be that much more fuel packed into those reactors than had been originally thought of when they were setting up emergency planning zones and all that. This re-racking has been one way to sort of deal with this growing waste that has nowhere to go, and because the feds have failed on their end to find a national repository for it. In some cases, the fuel pools are getting so packed, though, that reactor owners are having to resort to moving to dry cask storage, which a lot of critics say is a safer way to store the fuel because it's outside the reactor containment vessel, and it's more expensive for the reactor owners to build. So that's why they've been trying to find more ways to store them inside the fuel pools, which is a less costly option.
You mentioned money. How expensive might all this get for ratepayers?
Yeah, it could end up getting quite expensive, and we're still in some ways not quite sure exactly how expensive it could get. But what we do know is that so far, New England's poured about $1 billion into this federal waste fund, which of course the federal waste site has not been built. And I think a lot of folks might have heard the word Yucca Mountain. Well, Yucca Mountain is basically an $11 billion hole in the ground with nothing in it, and never will have anything in it because of political opposition. But so what we're looking at right now is what are we going to do next? And you know, aside from the cost of decommissioning some of these plants, who pays for that spent fuel storage is, quite frankly, an open question. We have Vermont Yankee in Vernon, Vermont, which borders New Hampshire and Massachusetts, saying that when it goes to decommission the plant, it will ask the NRC to dip into its decommissioning fund to build more spent fuel storage, dry cask, in order to contain those spent fuel rods. And in Vermont Yankee's case, they want to use $220 million of what is currently a $450 million fund to build those dry casks. And right now they expect that it's going to cost them about $800 million at least to dismantle the plant.
All of which means that people who buy electricity from these companies may be paying more because if the decommissioning funds get spent down to store the fuel, the decommissioning fund will in some way likely need to be replenished.
That's right. And, you know, and the NRC, you know, has said that it will ask those plant owners to pump their own money into it if the funds come up short. So the question is, where's that money going to come from? And, you know, most likely when you're selling power to the open market, you just might charge a little bit more. But they're going to be in a tight squeeze in this market, given that, you know, most of our power is tied to the price of natural gas, which has stayed relatively low in recent years.
Shay Totten, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Shay Totten is part of a reporting team that released this new report as a joint effort between the New England Center for Investigative Reporting and the Hearst, Connecticut Media Group.